it's up to the Congress to set the rules for these proceedings, and Congress hasn't done that. The Supreme Court of the United States handed down a number of decisions saying that these detainees have constitutional rights for habeas corpus.
Defense Chief Donald Rumsfeld says there are no plans to close the military prison. President Bush had energy on his mind again today. CNN Radio Sean Hall says the president's calling on Congress again to pass an energy bill.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan says one of the big sticking points in getting the bill passed is Democrats.
Democratic leaders, too often right now, are simply saying no and offering no ideas, no solutions. The American people want better.
McClellan says President Bush has encouraged gas and other energy prices seem to be going down and adds the effort continues to make sure those prices continue to fall. Sean Hall, CNN Radio, Washington.
The White House was also speaking out today on the Terry Schiavo autopsy results. The report seems to support the contention that Schiavo was in a vegetative state, but spokesman Scott McClellan says the president still believes it was wrong to remove her feeding tube. This is CNN Radio News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. To save you time, we offer click and pull and fax and pull. Place your order online at samsclub.com or by fax before 5 p.m. And at no extra charge, it's ready to pick up as early as 7 a.m. the next day. Now that's teamwork, and we're proud to be a small part of your team. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Aruban police today confiscated two vehicles from the home of 17-year-old Joran Vandersloot. He's one of three suspects seen with Natalie Holloway shortly before her disappearance. It sounded like good news. OPEC agreed today to raise oil production levels. But commodities researcher Michael Lewis says that's not going to help much because the real problem is a shortage of refinery capacity.
Capacity is a major problem. There hasn't been a major refinery built in the United States since the 1970s, and it's this lack of spare capacity, this lack of ability to produce enough as is being demanded, particularly in the United States.
Oil prices rose today in spite of the OPEC announcement. The U.S. Geological Survey says last night's earthquake off the California coast was even stronger than first thought, a 7.2. There are also questions about the tsunami alert that was issued as a result of the quake. A NOAA weather radio alert failed to go out because a phone line wasn't working. This is news from CNN Radio. Well, one of the most famous ballparks in the big leagues is being replaced. The New York Yankees announced plans today to build a new stadium. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says it's going to be a great place to watch a ball game.
This new $800 million Yankee Stadium designed by HOK Sport will offer fans the ultimate baseball experience with the most modern amenities.
And the new park will be built near the current Yankee Stadium and should be open in time for the 2009 baseball season. And if you recognize that sound, you might want to head to Salem, Massachusetts to check out the brand new Bewitched statue. Salem officials unveiled the statue today. They say it's all meant to be in good fun, and they say it will hopefully draw more tourists to Salem. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left.
This Bush administration has done nothing but put more federal government on your back, in your bedroom, in your marriage.
Look at the Patriot Act.
Get a little Randy.
That was the federal government having the power to walk into your house, not having to announce that they've been there. You don't even have to be home anymore to sign the warrant. They don't have to tell you that they've been there. Why? Because they let Osama bin Laden escape from Tora Bora. Did I say that?
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1.
This is a letter about 8-month pregnant Billy LaTurner that never should have been written. It says, "The driver was drunk and crashed through my daughter's windshield and onto her. Billy was life-flighted to the hospital. Zachary was delivered by C-section 30 minutes after the wreck. Billy lived 8 hours. Zachary lived 9. Signed, Mrs. LaTurner.
What should you do to stop a friend from driving drunk? Whatever you have to. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, Department of Transportation and Rec.
A humble and obedient servant of the truth. On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
Right now, Mike Malone.
Well, good evening, truth seekers. It's about 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this, the 45th day. The 45th day since the Times of London, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, reported the existence of the secret minutes of secret meetings that laid out the Bush plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. And since then, of course, another 6 memos have surfaced. Since that war began, 1,713 Americans have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their legs blown off, their arms blown off, their hands, their eyes, their fingers destroyed. Upwards of 100,000 Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States, including an uncountable number of children in the womb and not in the womb. So, why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 45 on the front page of every newspaper every day? And why is it not the lead of every television newscast every day? And why does the media not demand the resignation of both George W. Bush and Dick Cheney? These are war criminals. War criminals. How long ago was it that Pickles Bush went to Afghanistan? Remember, she was on the ground for about 7 hours? And we had an audio tape of Pickles addressing some Afghan women there about the glories of freedom. And how many times has George Bush talked about, Afghanistan has been liberated, 50 million. He and Cheney, they use this number, 50 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan have been liberated and now are drinking deep from the cup of freedom. Now, I guess the 50 million includes the thousands upon thousands who have been butchered and murdered and blown into a million pieces. I'm not sure. But how about this? Freedom, I guess, comes with a price when it's forced down your throat by the United States government, especially when that government is run by fascists. And they decide to free you by invading your country and killing anything that moves and blowing stuff up. The Guardian of London is reporting that the capital of Afghanistan, Kabul, is on the verge of a cholera epidemic. In the past 2 weeks, at least 8, probably more, people have died. 2,000 cases have been detected. The government of Hamid Karzai, the former Unocal oil company lobbyist, disputed the numbers and said, "We have the situation under control." Fred Hartman, an epidemiologist and technical director for a U.S. aid program. The aid program is the rural expansion of Afghanistan's community-based health care. That's the name of it. This man, a doctor, said, an epidemic is about to break out here. Over 2,000 cases have been reported so far. Now, Mr. Hartman, of course, will be anything he says will be immediately denied because it's not good science. Mr. Hartman has fought cholera outbreaks around the world for 30 years. Therefore, whatever he says about a potential cholera outbreak breaking out in Afghanistan is absolute nonsense. He's only had 30 years as an expert in, cholera outbreaks. He said the disease had been detected in wells around the city and warned that it could spread quickly among Kabul's 4 million people. An obvious crank. 30 years dealing with cholera outbreaks. What's the other side of that story? There are reports that Mr. Hartman is lying. For example, Abdullah Fahim, an advisor to Hamid Karzai's health department, said about 2,400 people had been diagnosed with acute diarrhea, not cholera. Excuse me. Mr. Abdullah Fahim initially said nobody had died, but later he amended that and said, okay, two children and an adult died. Maybe they had cholera. Mr. Abdullah Fahim said, there is no need to declare an epidemic. It would just create panic. So the puppet governments, the toy governments that the Bush crime family installs as it prances about the globe conquering these third world nations or attempting to conquer them, the governments that are put in place are instructed or given the Karl Rove handbook. Deny, dispute, argue, pick one little tiny item in a report that may give you a little bit of wiggle room, focus on that tiny item. You know, if 2,400 people died of diarrhea, or I'm sorry, if 2,400 people contracted diarrhea and diarrhea is one of the primary symptoms of cholera, then focus on the diarrhea, not the cholera. 5,000 people got together last night in Washington. Was it last night? Or was it tonight? The fundraiser? Hell, I don't know. This is Wednesday night, isn't it? I guess it was tonight. Is it over already? Well, it is 10 o'clock. 5,000 people got together. They raised $23 million for congressional campaigns. Mary Carey, an actress, a porn star in XXX rated films, and would-be politician was there. She was kind of the star of the dinner. She ran for governor of California 2 years ago when Arnold won. She was surrounded by media, especially the Fox news animals, and she told one of them, I've been a Republican now for a couple of days. Mary showed up with her boss, sex film producer Mark Kulkus, and they came to town apparently to do a little networking with Republican heavy hitters. Miss Carey said, I hope people look around the room and say, where is that porn star? The party is trying to reach out, the Republicans are trying to reach out and broaden its base. Oh, yeah. The prospect of having a porn star, not that there's anything wrong with being a porn star, I think it's fine. But remember, we're talking about Republicans here, right? The hypocrisy. The prospect of a porn star who does things on film that Republicans can only dream about as they're pleasuring themselves. But the prospect of having a porn star in the same room with Mr. Bush raised a lot of eyebrows. Christian evangelical leaders called for an explanation. And her phone number. The only explanation they got was from a spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee who said, we'll take that money and use it to elect more Republicans. And besides, you Christian evangelicals, now this is our business, not yours. Sit down and shut up. Go read the Bible. Go spank your children. Go do something. Just please leave us alone. Go collect money from Indian reservations, gambling, and do that. Go away, though. This is the Republicans, though. We only use you moronic Christians when we need your vote. Now, get out! Earlier in the day, Miss Carey modeled the gown that she said she was going to wear to dinner, explaining that she was dressing up for the occasion. She said, I thought it would be best to dress all classy and demure because everyone thought it would come, you know, all slutty. Oh, the tickets are $2,500 each. And if Miss Carey had kicked up $25,000, she could have had her picture taken with the president. That would have been kind of cool, wouldn't it? Maybe the president's sitting there and Miss Carey sitting on the floor in front of him, looking up, you know, admiringly. Huh? Miss Carey said, I love Bush because he's really, really hot.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Progressive Talk for a progressive town.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who's changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
This Sunday, see who's made it to the top five and cast your vote as the countdown to number one continues. Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and every Sunday in June on the Discovery Channel.
Hi, this is Larry King. Did you know that drinking a glass of delicious Welch's grape juice every day can actually help keep your heart healthy? It was news to me. But studies have shown that because Welch's 100% grape juice is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. But who's counting? I'm too busy enjoying the taste. Welch's grape juice. Isn't it nice to know that something as good as Welch's is good for your heart, too?
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
More bad news for the governor. You know, his approval rating, by the way, has dropped from 65% to 43%.
Wow.
And falling.
These nurses and teachers and firemen with a bunch of whiny girly men and girly girls. They're about to cast a living race. Come on. You just got the race 7 years ago. Greedy Schweinehunde.
Stephanie Miller.
And don't get me started on Stephanie Miller. I want to run her over with my Panzer.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
The left side of the radio dial with Mark Maron and me, Mark Riley, for Air America's Morning Sedition, weekdays from 5 to 8 on the mic 92.1.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Went past the hour. Apparently, Ms. Triple X, Mary Carey, not that there's anything wrong with that, right? Apparently, she was on Keith Olbermann's program this evening, right? And my emailer said she said she was told that if she tried to get close to Bush, she would be tackled. She also said that she was propositioned several times to have a, quote, threesome, close quote. Further, an owner of a series of strip clubs that she met there has asked her to do a strip club tour. Ah, the Republicans. Thanks, Dan. I want to play for you from last night, Duncan Hunter's comment about how prisoners are treated at Guantanamo. This is just one quote. Listen to this again, please.
This is the oven-fried chicken entree. It has broccoli, it has peas and mushrooms, it has rice, it has pita bread, and it has two types of fruit. This is what Osama bin Laden's bodyguards will eat several times a cycle, several times a week. This is lemon chicken, rice, broccoli, carrots, bread, and two types of fruit. This is representative of what these killers are given every day, courtesy of the American taxpayer.
Well, all right. Barbara sent me something. It was in the current issue of, May issue of Harper's, under the heading, Hello, Mullah, Hello, Fatwa. The following testimonials, allegedly from men in a Saudi Arabian prison, were included in a program aired on Saudi television last winter to promote an amnesty program for Islamist militants in that country. Wanted militants were given 1 month to turn themselves in or faced harsher treatment, harsher punishment. Six surrendered. Amnesty International has documented credible allegations of torture in Saudi prisons, including sleep deprivation, whippings, electric shocks, cigarette burns, and nail pulling. Translated from the Arabic by Robin Mosier. Here's the first one. I heard that there were all kinds of torture, beatings, being strung up, whippings, and abuse. To be honest, this is what stopped me from coming forward before. If I'd known it was only a matter of a few simple procedures, I might have handed myself over ages ago. The authorities paid for the travel expenses of my parents and siblings and put us prisoners up in a hotel in Riyadh. Our families arrived the next day so we could give them a wonderful reception in that lovely place. But such an expense is nothing special for generous people like the authorities. Here's the next one. My friends and family had their own ideas about how I was doing. I told them, I swear to God that I'm better off than when I was with you. Then I was consumed by my own worries, but here I am happy. I eat, drink, read, pray, and sit with my friends. I've got nothing to complain about, and everything is provided. We get a whole variety of things for breakfast. It's never the same two mornings in a row. Lunch is like that, too. Sometimes we get fish, sometimes chicken, sometimes meat. That's not to mention the salads and puddings. Even supper is varied and interesting, so the prisoner never feels like he's missing out on something. We praise God and thank him for the fruit juice and fizzy drinks. God. Here's the next one. They're always passing by and checking up on us. Does the room need cleaning? We'll clean it for you. Do you need more bedding? Here, take some more. Would you like us to wash your sheets? Just like that. I love to read and found a well-stocked library when I got here. We've also got a soccer field and a badminton court, which we use during recreation. We can play sports or just lounge around in the sun. Here's the next one. If I need anything, or if there's anything wrong with me, high blood pressure, for instance, the doctor and the specialist are brought in to see me. I remember when I first arrived, the bone specialist came to see me. He's famous, a Sudanese guy at the top of his profession. I wouldn't have a hope of getting hold of him outside prison, but God reward them. They were able to bring him to me in less than a week. As far as I know, Al-Hayr is the best prison, both within Saudi Arabia and abroad. It's the nicest building, the prisoners are treated wonderfully, and the regime is terrific. It's a great lifestyle, and they welcome any suggestions we have. I've been in prison in Iran and Dubai, among other places, and compared to them, Al-Hayr is the best. You know, when we talk about prison, we're talking about managing our freedom, not losing it completely. It's more like being grounded by your father. Now, when Barbara sent me, this is out of the May issue of Harper's, the readings section. If you've got your copy handy, go to page 26 and 27. And Barbara's subject line said, same ad agency? Duncan Hunter and these Saudi freaks who apparently wrote this trying to convince the American public or some public, maybe the Saudi public, that, hey, come on down. We... you know, the terrorists, of course, we call them Islamists. What do we call them here? Do we call them Islamists? We call them Islamist militants. So you guys, come on, turn yourself in, fellas. And, you know, it's just fun and games. We feed you well. And, you know, you can pray and stuff. And either the world is going mad, Truth Seeker, or you and I are. One of the two.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tough questions, progressive answers. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
What more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who's changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
This Sunday, see who's made it to the top five and cast your vote as the countdown to number one continues. Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and every Sunday in June on the Discovery Channel.
Listen to Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on Air America. Mother Jones Radio brings you investigative reporting and razor-sharp commentary on today's most important news. On the premiere show, Mother Jones Radio talks with FDA whistleblower Dr. David Graham. When he discovered a deadly secret about the painkiller Vioxx, FDA officials told him to keep quiet. Now he's exposing the full story on Mother Jones Radio. Mother Jones Radio. Every Sunday on Air America Radio.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth. Put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
It becomes a story and not some whacked out idea when you have a group of people deciding to do this. Loyalists at this weekend's state party convention in Oshkosh passed a resolution calling for Congress to initiate impeachment proceedings against three officials for their role in the war in Iraq. Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld. Wisconsin Democratic Chair Joe Winicky. What happened here? Explain this.
In the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and I think in many states, there are resolutions that come both from through your congressional district conventions and from the floor, and there's a deep frustration in Wisconsin, and I think throughout the nation amongst Democrats, especially relating to the Downing Street memo, and a belief that we've lost 1,700 of our soldiers over something that was pre-planned and perhaps even unjust. So there was a resolution passed. Look, I was in the state legislature 16 years. I doubt the Republican Congress is waiting for bated breath with bated breath for this resolution. But it clearly sends a sense of frustration about what's happening in Iraq. You know, $200, $300 billion could have been used for things like health care, conservation, infrastructure. No, we're wasting it to a country that doesn't even want us there.
Is that the biggest sin, the money, in your opinion, or is it the massaging of the intelligence that at least these memos are real? I mean, obviously, there were people that were asking serious questions about this that the American people weren't hearing about.
If you're fighting a just war, it's going to cost a lot of money. And the question here is whether this was planned from the beginning, regardless. I mean, the Downing Street memo clearly lays that out. And if nothing else, if the Wisconsin Democratic Party has helped keep the heat on this issue, because as you can guess, the righties over there in Washington, the last thing they want is this memo to stay alive. And if we can do something that can keep this issue going and hopefully get the media to pay attention, great.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I'm sitting in bed last night, and the only thing I'm thinking about was the suspicious-looking loner who comes up and goes, you know, hey, how are you? Oddly, because usually I'm a coward even in my fantasies. In that one, literally, I leapt over this counter and grabbed the gun, threw him over that counter, and dumped hot coffee on his. It was beautiful. The show ended, but we all went out for breakfast afterwards. It was good.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Welcome to Arizona, partner. The official state neckwear is the bola, so take off that tie. Nothing says Wild West like wearing a shoelace around your neck. The original Arizonians included the Hopi, the Apache, and the Navajo. They fought with each other until the white man arrived, and the Indians were finally free to set aside their differences and sell turquoise on the side of the road. Eventually, Arizona became part of the land the United States won in the Mexican-American War. The Mexicans gave up almost half their land in exchange for not giving up the rest. Uncle Sam sure knows how to drive a bargain. Demographic change came to Arizona after the Second World War with the Great Migration of the Old People. Spurred on by rumors of a land with a nice dry heat and reasonably priced buffets, America's elderly came in droves to retire. Great caravans of Airstream trailers stretched to the horizon. The main industry is tourism. It's called the Grand Canyon State, but there's much more to Arizona than just a huge hole in the ground. For starters, there's another huge hole in the ground, a giant meteor crater whimsically named Meteor Crater. No other state has been so truly blessed by bombardment from space. In 1971, the London Bridge was purchased and moved to Lake Havasu. Freed from its shroud of London fog, the bridge was able to find its true calling as a backdrop for frolicking teens at MTV spring break parties. From those tequila-soaked teenagers to the senior citizens crowding the Sizzler salad bar, Arizona has something for everybody.
Progressive thought is a constant revolution.
Revolution.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
About 25 before the hour, I've been asked to, I was going to do it anyway, Carol, but I've been asked to announce, again, C-SPAN 3, I understand, will be, if you don't have C-SPAN 3, there's another way you can hear the hearings tomorrow, the John Conyers hearing on the Downing Street memos. It's a live broadcast. C-SPAN 3 is where you can watch it on television. Do we have that, Kathy? We do have that on our system. Oh, my goodness. It'll also be streaming audio on the internet thanks to KPFA, Pacifica Radio, on the West Coast. So you can go to kpfa.org and listen via the internet. Now, I know there are all sorts of other outlets, so don't send me a whole bunch of places also where you can hear it. I'll just give it these two, and you can do your own thing. But now, there's one thing. Apparently, there's been a time change. It's my understanding it was going to start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, and now I believe it's going to start at 2. So I'll leave that up to you. You check it out. I don't want to tell you time that it's going to begin and then have it all wrong. So just check it out. You'll be able to do that. Now, the evidence presented tomorrow could lead to grounds for impeachment of this criminal enterprise that has taken over the country. So it'll be worth listening to for sure. All right? Speaking of criminal enterprise, Arlen Specter held a special Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today on the situation at Guantanamo. And I didn't see any of it, Kathy. You handled it. What was his... what was Specter's position? He was neutral, like Switzerland. He thinks there should be an investigation, but he's not making. He's a very sick man. I guess he's doing chemo right now. What does he have, Hodgkin's? If you saw any of it, I feel very sorry for Mr. Specter doing what he's doing in his apparent. Very obvious physical condition. I mean that sincerely. Specter is one of the few remaining Republicans who are not neo-Nazis. I'm not necessarily saying anything good about his affiliation to the Republican Party. You know what I'm saying. But anyway, Specter held this committee hearing today on the Guantanamo situation. Patrick Leahy is on that committee. And he had this to say about the slime ball Representative Duncan Hunter's suggestion the other day that the Guantanamo prisoners were enjoying the best times of their lives being locked down in dog cages.
This idea of changing the focus, producing props of chicken dinners and such, seeming to argue this is more a Club Med than a prison. Let's get real. These people have been locked up for 3 years, no end in sight, and no process to lead us out of there. Guantanamo Bay is causing immeasurable damage to our reputation as a defender of democracy and a beacon of human rights around the world.
Senator, with all due respect, we are no more a defender of democracy than Adolf Hitler's regime was a defender of democracy, or Joe Stalin's, or Mao Zedong. That's not what we're about, Senator, with all due respect. And we are not a beacon of human rights around the world either. We are the most well-known perpetrators of torture now, because our culture dominates the global marketplace to such a degree that it's very difficult, if not impossible, to have secrets anymore, you see, about the kind of torture that we do. Now, Jeff Sessions... he's the senator from Alabama. He's one of the pro-lynching thugs who refused to sign on to the, I hope I'm not misstating here, who refused to sign on to the anti-lynching and apology for the lynching, the anti-lynching resolution the other day. But Jeff Sessions is another one of these white male Southern whores. He has sold his soul to the devil, several devils, the defense industry, the Christian coalition types who are trying to destroy America. But listen to Sessions here. And again, he almost makes Duncan Hunter's ridiculous remarks about Guantanamo seem reasonable by comparison. Listen to this moron.
We spent $109 million building a new facility in Guantanamo. I visited the old temporary facility, and they showed me the site where the new one would be. It would make a magnificent resort. It's a level land. It sits right out on the water. It's a beautiful site.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this? You know, living here in the South like I have all these years, I've almost become deaf to that sort of comment. from white male Southern politicians. But every once in a while, some Southern rat bastard like this guy will make a statement like that, and I just want to scream. I can't believe that these thugs are still walking around. Not only walking around, but these guys make the laws of the land, huh? Why doesn't, you know, here's a question for you, Jeff. Why don't you and Duncan spend a little rejuvenating spa weekend down there, you know? I'll tell you what, I recommend the burlap body wrap and fake menstrual blood facial. Would that work for you? Huh? How about some of that? You smear it all over. Oh, it takes the wrinkles right away. It'll just help that dyed white hair of yours just look wonderful, Jeff. Huh? You get some of this fake menstrual blood, they even inject a little stink to it. So yeah, it's just almost impossible to tell it from the real thing, Jeff. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful sight, he says. So is Alcatraz. But I don't think it's been featured as a vacation destination in any Condé Nast magazine, you think? Huh? These people are sick. They're sick. Now, here he is again. Here's this pale, white, male, creepy, ghost-looking Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions! My name's Jeff Sessions! This clip just slays me. Listen to the gall of this man as he accuses Amnesty or any person or organization that reveals or discusses the ungodly Guantanamo abuses of putting our troops at risk. Huh? Putting our troops... It just makes me... I don't know. I can't say it. Anyway. He accuses us who speak against this torture of putting our troops at risk by making the situation worse. Right? So let me get this straight. It's okay to hold these people without charge forever. It's okay to starve them. It's okay to torture them. It's okay to beat them to death. It's okay to absolutely destroy what little bit of faith people around the world have the United States as possibly being some sort of outpost of freedom. It's okay to do all that, but it's not okay to talk about it because that's making the situation worse.
They are unlawful combatants, and they may be detained under the rules of war until the war is over. Now, this country is not systematically abusing prisoners. We have no policy to do so, and it's wrong to suggest that, and it puts our soldiers at risk who are in this battle because we sent them there, and we have an obligation to them not to make this situation worse than it is.
Don't we have an obligation to these human beings who have been charged with nothing not to beat them to death, you grit-eating son of a bitch, huh? God, these people make me angry. You fried chicken, grit-eating, biscuit-sucking freak! We have an obligation to our troops to bring them home because thugs like you sent them to die and kill. And thugs like you keep that death toll going higher and higher. Biscuit and gravy chomping jackass. Don't we have an obligation to these human beings who have not been charged with anything, you ghost man? I would suggest that it was the soldiers who abused the prisoners who are responsible for making the situation worse, not the people who report the abuse, ghost, you cracker freak.
Give me some more of them biscuits over there. Yeah, I want some of that chicken, and give me some grits. I want some of that lemon fish. Is that catfish? Give me some of that catfish. Hey, get one of them boys to bring me. Hey, boy, what's your name? Willie? Willie, bring me a big old slice of that watermelon.
Redneck cracker freaks. Jesus, calm down, Mike. None of this is for real.
I stick my head in
the sun. I want some more biscuit. Hey, let's all go on over to the Waffle House over here. They got a new Waffle House out here on the interstate. And they got colored folk working in there. We can go in there and sit down and have us some grits and biscuits and gravy and stuff.
I hate these people. I just hate them.
we all fighting? Oh, why do we keep on lighting these fires, these bombs? We don't know what's gone wrong. Forgetting where we've come from.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Madison's home for Air America. Madison's progressive talk. The Mike 92.1.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Hi everyone, I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who's changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
This Sunday, see who's made it to the top five and cast your vote as the countdown to number one continues. Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and every Sunday in June on the Discovery Channel.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Now, Pat Tillman's parents are really angry because they covered up Pat Tillman's death. It was a friendly fire death. So how long before any of these hacks start saying that Pat Tillman's parents aren't patriotic? Bush's strategy in Afghanistan completely missed Osama bin Laden, but he bags Pat Tillman and then lies about it.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike92.1.com.
You know, my therapist tells me I got to write down my dreams every night. So this is my one from last night, my dream from last night. So I'm at this mega church in Kentucky, Riley, for the Justice Sunday show. Problem is, I'm locked in an 8-foot steel cage with a cloth draped over it. Outside my cage, I can hear James Dobson screaming about people of faith being attacked and roasted and eaten. I hear the word Shivo, judicial homicide, and Ron Jeremy. I'm not sure what he had to do with it, but suddenly I feel myself being carried on stage and the cloth is removed. I'm hit in the eyes with this intense bright light and immediately hundreds of neocons start booing and throwing dirt clods and ball peen hammers and mashed potatoes and gravy and doll parts at me. James Dobson sneers and points at me and says, "Brothers and sisters, gaze upon the liberal Jew. Listen to his obstructionist filibuster. Listen to his satanic hate speech. Given half a chance, he'd kill Jesus all over again." Dobson gets a long, sharp stick, reaches through the bars, and pokes me hard in the ribs. He says, "Wouldn't you, huh?" I say, "Ow! Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and this is Morning Sedition." Everybody starts booing and throwing dirt clods at me. "Today, the neocon, death cult, Christo fascist, zombie brigade, boo! Boo!" Dobson pokes me again and barks, "Silence, heathen! What say you, good people? Shall we kill this sinner?" A huge roar went up. "Yeah! Stone him! Stone him!" Dobson raises his hand for quiet and says, "I have a better idea." Then these big guys pick up my cage and lower me into a baptism tank. Dobson screams, "Convert the devil!" I'm underwater for a long time. I start to black out. I see a tunnel and a white light and my dead cat Butch smoking a cigarette. Then they pull me back up, dripping and gasping, and Dobson says, "What say you now?" I say, "Christo fascist, zombie." Dobson says, "Then you have chosen your own fate." They open the cage, and I look up and see four hungry lions circling me, and above them, three giant video screens of four hungry lions circling me. I hear an announcer, "When we return on Justice Sunday, the obstructionist liberal gets his just desserts," right after these messages. I woke up, and my bed was filled with Polident.
You know, you can be issued a hefty ticket for being caught on a railroad crossing when a train's approaching. Of course, you may not be alive to pay the fine. So, stop, look, and listen.
You're on the mic.
This is Chris. Woohoo! I love me some Randy Rhodes.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, Jeff in Seattle emails me and says that Jeff Sessions was one of the 50 or so senators who did co-sponsor the resolution on Monday to apologize for 300 years of murdering black people by hanging them from trees or dragging them behind buckboard wagons or pickup trucks. So, okay, good for you, Jeff. Probably because so much of it happened in, in Alabama, in his backyard. I wouldn't be surprised. The pig man was at it again. The pig man. He had something to say. And we thank MediaMatters.org for this little gem. Sounds like the oxymoron is channeling Jerry Falwell's infamous, "I blame the pagans, whatever you say, and the ACLU. Remember that little post-9/11 speech? Listen to this outrageous rhetoric. As this dumb bastard, this drugged out, boy, I'd like to spend about 10 minutes alone in a dark room with Limbaugh. You know, I really, really, really would. So I could talk to him, that's all. Listen, as this thug claims that because Democrats want to stop torturing and murdering foreign prisoners, well, then the Democrats should be held responsible if this country suffers another terrorist attack. Listen to the pig man.
Let me tell you something, folks. If we are hit again, we need to hold these people in our country who are undermining our efforts responsible. It ain't going to be the FBI's fault next time. It isn't going to be the CIA's fault next time. It isn't going to be some bureaucracy's fault next time. It's going to be the fault of politicians, left-wing groups, and the like, who have names and identities and spend their every waking moment trying to obstruct our ability to secure intelligence information for our own national security. You want some names? Leahy, Biden, Durbin, Boxer, Kennedy, Reed, Newsweek, Time, The New York Times, Amnesty International. If we get hit again, these are the names of the people and organizations we need to look at when we're trying to find out why and how it happened.
What a disgusting, contemptible, useless waste of DNA. What a pig. How do people like Limbaugh and Hannity and Scarborough and O'Reilly, how do they do it? How do these sons of bitches draw in air? How do they shave in the morning? How do they look themselves in the mirror? Does the money, the massive trainloads of money these pigs make, does that make it okay for them? I've never seen a collection of media types who are so anti-American, who are so anti-decency, who are pro-death and pro-murder and pro-fascism and pro-war, as long as they don't have to fight it. I've never seen anything like this in my life. We always had nutcases. There's always been nutcases in the political realm, in the media realm, in entertainment. But we were able to quarantine them. We were able to encircle them. We were able to draw, stick them in the middle, or we were able to stand in the middle of a pentagram so they couldn't get to us and harm us. These demons, these ghouls. But now they are loose. They're all over the place. It makes no difference. You stand in the middle of a pentagram now, it doesn't matter. Or wherever you want to stand, you know what I'm saying. If you want to stand in the shape of a cross, Star David, I frankly don't care. Whatever your talisman is, whatever your mojo happens to be. But these beasts, there's no way to get away from them. They can't be quarantined anymore. It's coast to coast, border to border, 24/7, no matter where you go, except Air America Radio Network and the Keith Overman program, and lots of nice sites on the web. You know what I'm saying. But I'm talking about mass media. They're everywhere. These stinking, filthy flesh eaters. They're just, But Limbaugh and Robertson and Falwell and Dobson, These people are trying to destroy our country, and they're by God succeeding. Up to a point. When the revolution comes, I want the pig man, okay? You all pick your own. I want the pig man. Just want to talk with him. Just want to sit down and talk with him, that's all. Hi, Rush. Welcome to your worst nightmare. My name's Mike Malloy. I'm a liberal talk show host. Let me show you something. Come over here. Let me show you what I have here. Come here. Take a look. Come here. Come closer. Come here. You can bring your pills with you. Come here. Take a look at this. Take a look. How do you like that, huh? You like that? Yeah!
America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Congressman Walter Jones is a Republican from North Carolina. He voted for the war in Iraq, and he coined the term Freedom Prize. So he's obviously no peacenik, but he is the first Republican to break with the White House and call for a firm date to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq. He had a change of heart when he saw the devastation this war has caused to military families across the country. Military families aren't just speaking to their congressional representatives. They're speaking loudly to all of us by refusing to allow their sons and daughters, husbands and wives to enlist. President Bush interpreted the November election as an affirmation of his agenda. But as we see from his falling poll numbers, the unpopularity of his policy proposals, and the dramatic drop in recruitment numbers, he was wrong. Congressman Jones said in an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos that he votes his conscience first, his constituents second, his party third. We're going to need more politicians like him if we're ever going to get out of this terrible mess in Iraq. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor of The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over a $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The number one problem the military has right now is not funding. Heck, they've gotten all the money they want from this Republican Congress. The number one problem the military has right now is recruiting. The American people aren't sold on this. So now, if that is the case, they're going to call in the markers on this because they have to, because the American people aren't signing up.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
I'm Dan Ross, and I'm on the mic. Mike.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
I don't think like you. I don't laugh at the same jokes as you. I don't speak like you. I don't eat the food you do. I don't celebrate the same holidays as you. But I will help save your life.
Your support could save a life today. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit us at redcross.org to find out how. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. The Republican-controlled House Wednesday passed a measure that would prevent the FBI from using the Patriot Act to search bookstore and library records.
The FBI can go into libraries, they can go into bookstores, but they're going to have to explain to a grand jury or to a judge why they believe somebody is a terrorist or should be investigated.
Independent Congressman Bernard Sanders of Vermont proposed the measure, which some see as a slap in the face to President Bush. 38 Republicans crossed party lines to support the bill. Terri Schiavo, the Florida woman whose fate was at the center of a bitter, decade-long court battle, had suffered massive brain atrophy that no amount of therapy could have reversed. That's the conclusion released by medical examiners Wednesday. George Filos, an attorney for husband Michael Schiavo, says the autopsy is a vindication for his client.
Mr. Schiavo has reiterated years and years, for years and years, the courts have found that there was no abuse of Terry, no evidence of abuse, and that's what the medical examiner found.
The autopsy states that the brain damage resulted from her 1990 collapse and heart failure. The New York Yankees have announced plans to build an $800 million ballpark to replace the house that Ruth built. Our Gary Baumgarten has details.
The new stadium, which they hope to complete in time for the 2009 season, will be placed on two parks just to the north of the current ballpark in the Bronx. Yankee President Randy Levine says as much as they would like to stay in the current stadium, it's just not feasible.
We love this place. We honor its memories. Today's announcement is not the end of a legacy. It's a continuation of one.
Levine says Yankee Stadium lost some of its character when it was renovated in the 70s. He says the new stadium will have a retro look to it. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
This is CNN Radio News.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center.
Hi, do you sell Michelin tires?
Sure do. In fact, it's Michelin's 40th anniversary at Sears, and all Michelin tires are on sale at our lowest prices of the season.
Okay, well, I'd like
to get... Oh, in fact, it's our biggest Michelin tire sale ever.
Wow, that's great, but I just
want... And you can shop at Sears while you wait.
That is why I'm here. Look, here's my cell number. Oh. I'll take a set of Michelin. Why don't you call me when it's done?
Happy shopping!
Honey, you have no idea!
Michelin tire sale ends July 2nd. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
Okay, you want to find a better car insurance rate, so you curl up with a good phone book. And soon you realize this could take a lifetime. It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. With one call to Progressive, you'll get our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and get all the information you need with just one phone call.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and affiliates, Mesa Village, Ohio.
The debate continues over the U.S. naval prison in Cuba. Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy says the problems at Guantanamo Bay have hurt efforts to fight the war on terror.
There's no question that Guantanamo has undermined our efforts in the war on terrorism. It stained our reputation on human rights. It's inflamed the Muslim world and became a powerful recruiting tool for terrorists.
Pentagon and law enforcement officials defended current practices at the naval prison during a hearing Wednesday on Capitol Hill. Freed hostage Douglas Wood says he was overjoyed when he saw American and Iraqi soldiers coming to the rescue.
And a gun actually fired inside the room. That was a bit scary. I heard my fellow patient still, whatever he was, still alive, and I'm still alive. Thanks.
Wood was found during a security sweep in northwestern Baghdad. This is news from CNN Radio. A new study finds the rate of mental illness in America remains pretty much the same over the last 10 years. John Lisk reports more people are seeking and getting treatment than before.
Study leader Ron Kessler of Harvard University reports that people, especially young people, are more likely to see a mental illness as an illness without a lot of stigma attached and to seek help.
These are real brain illnesses that don't have anything to do with having a bad childhood or being a bad parent or having low willpower or something.
He credits better education for the change, in part, but the study also finds blacks and Hispanics are only half as likely as whites to seek treatment, partly out of a feeling that the system won't treat them fairly. John Lisk, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
The Reverend Billy Graham says his New York crusade will likely be his last. Quote the evangelist, in my mind, it is. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Senator Barbara Boxer, the matron saint of the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's really nice to have that introduction.
Stephanie Miller.
The president's spokesman, Puffy McMoonface, oh, I'm sorry, Scott McClellan, he seemed a little startled by that whole advise and consent thing that they put in the agreement.
Right.
He was like, the president Oh, he's supposed to talk to both parties before he sends a nominee? I mean,
well,
really...
I think they're startled at the Constitution.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Truth Seekers, here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Six and a half past the hour. I will have a couple of things to bring to the table here about the Schiavo autopsy report in just a moment. But are you aware what is going on where it concerns our defeat in Iraq? I think it was 6-7 months ago. I'm not taking any kind of credit, that's the wrong word, for saying this, but we were talking 6 or 7 months ago, the war had been lost in Iraq. The moment we invaded, the war was lost by us. Just like the moment we invaded South Vietnam, the war was lost. This should be painfully obvious that wars involving so-called insurgencies cannot be won by the dominating military. Ask Sharon. Ask Bush. Ask anybody. It can't. Ask Putin. Where it concerns Chechnya, it can't be done. You cannot win against an indigenous population unless you're willing to use nukes. And of course, we know that Bush is getting very close to that. Military, U.S. military commanders are starting to tell the Bush crime family that this war is unwinnable. It's unwinnable in the traditional sense. Knight Ridder Newspapers puts it this way: a growing number of senior American military officers in Iraq have concluded that there is no long-term military solution to an insurgency that has killed thousands of Iraqis and more than 1,700 U.S. military personnel during the past 2 years. Now, don't you want to just, I can be half-assed cute here and say, don't you want to say, duh, or I can just scream into this microphone that after 100,000 Iraqi deaths, thousands of civilians blown to pieces, 1,700 and 13 American deaths. I've been watching CBS News tonight. Kathy's been running this thing about this military town on the West Coast. Where the wives and family members of soldiers wait for that knock on the door that says your husband's been killed. I want to scream. I want to cry. I want to rake my fingernails down my face. I don't know what to do. I can remember going to Washington, D.C. When was it, Kathy? Over 2 years ago. Were you pregnant then? Huh? That was one of the miscarriages. Yeah, we had two miscarriages before Molly was born. But, I went there, met a bunch of Democratic underground people. I went there with 500,000 other people who showed up for a pre-war, anti-war demonstration.
along with 9,500,000 other people around the planet. No war. No war for oil. Remember, remember. And this filthy, corrupt Nazi administration in this country had already decided with their poodle, Tony Blair, that the war was going to come off as planned anyway. And there were workshops and meetings and petitions and demonstrations. No war. This is insane. And these psychopaths, these sociopaths, these sick, sick people who now run this country and who apparently run the British government, at least part of the British government. You see, the Brits have it a little bit different. Their entire structure is not eaten alive by a neo-fascist like Tony Blair is. They have hope. They have a parliamentary system. We don't. We're stuck. Well, maybe not completely stuck. And so here we are, senior American military officers, concluding what you and me, common folk, walking in the streets in Washington, D.C. over 2 years ago, knew then. It can't be won. Mainly because it was immoral, unjust, and not something that the people of the United States would back, or the people of Iraq would back. And there, so here we are. Not only that, U.S. and these fake Iraqi officials are considering amnesties. Apparently, negotiations are going on between U.S. and Iraqi officials to draft an amnesty policy. Amnesty? We invaded their country! Yeah, amnesty for so-called insurgents. Amnesty. For who? The suicide bombers? Sorry, too late! For the American dead? Sorry, too late! Ah, you filthy, warmongering bastards! Amnesty! Can you believe this? Now, what's sick about this is the fact that the people drafting these so-called amnesty offerings are going to make to people who I don't care if they're right or wrong. I don't give a damn if they believe that Islam is king and Christians are pigs. I don't care. It's their country. And we invaded it to build military bases and steal their oil. And because George W. Bush had to prove his was bigger than his daddy's. And Saddam's. It's their country. And the arrogant puppet government in Iraq and the arrogant Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney are going to offer amnesty to people who will say, "Are you out of your mind?" and will continue blowing themselves and other Iraqis and as many of our side as they can possibly blow up until the United States gets out. So why not get out tomorrow? Why not just pack up the shipping crates, you know, get the detainees out of the shipping crates and put materiel inside and ship them home and take our soldiers and say, okay, here's a map. Here, that down there is a port. It's in Kuwait. Start marching towards that port. When you get there, board the ships and go home. Amnesty. Senior U.S. military commanders are now telling the crazy, drugged-out, sick civilians who run this country, hey, sorry, this war can't be won. This war can't be won. So let's work out an amnesty policy. Oh, these dumb towel heads will go for that. You know, they're just dumb towel heads, you know, with their fake god, right? Jesus. This is what the Bush crime family has taken this country to. It has absolutely and utterly denigrated and urinated all over the United States military. It has denigrated and urinated all over the United States Constitution. It has denigrated and urinated all over the good people of this country who said no, no, no to their filthy war. Are they going to offer us amnesty too? Huh? Are they going to offer it to you? Or to me? Jesus.
The only gook an American can trust is a gook that's got his yellow and rust. Kill, kill, kill one beast. Kill, kill, kill one beast. Kill, kill, it'll feel so good. Like my captain said it should. Kill, kill, kill one beast. Kill, kill, kill one beast. Kill, it will give you the mental ease. Kill, it will give you a bit.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Did you catch all of that? Take a moment to bask in the truth. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
But the righty talkers in this country the last 2 months, they can't vilify public education enough. Liberals think it's one of the greatest things that's ever happened to America because it equals a playing field for everybody.
Straight talk is progressive talk.
And I can understand middle of the road on some things. There is no middle of the road on public education.
Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
We actually have Future Mark on line 1.
Oh, Future Mark, that guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday, I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. The news is on.
Well, can't you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say infoblasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait, whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man. My attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out. It's 2030, and that's what caused the... Sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about again. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carriers were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. There were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them inhalables. Hmm. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, As we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I got to invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn. Oh. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson bulletin that comes in every 3 minutes. Busted again?
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this like gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean, we all use the pleasure clones. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy. Yeah!
Mark and Mark, Stephanie Miller, Alan Catherine, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, Janine and Sam, Mike Malloy. They're on the Mike 92.1.
Left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Into the distance, ribbon of black, stretched to the point of no turning back. Flight of fancy on a windswept field, standing alone, my senses reel.
Past the hour. I got an interesting email earlier today, and I certainly appreciate the sentiments of Cheryl, who wrote it from Colorado Springs. She said, "Hi, Mike. I'm about to go out of my mind. I've listened to Air America most of the morning until I turned it off in disgust, because the main topic of conversation for nearly every host has been the Terri Schiavo autopsy. Not that this is worth mentioning, but we already knew what a mockery the whole neocon religious lunatic fringe was making out of this poor woman's life and death. I looked at Focus on the Family and God Hates Fags and Googled a sundry of other terms, trying to see which faith-based organization was going to blast the Republicans for having the porn star Mary Carey at their fundraiser, and I found overwhelming silence. This is the kind of thing we need to be in their faces about. If some liberals are looking for an apology for what they said or did during the Terri Schiavo fiasco, they're backing up. Where neocons get their money, what they do with the money, how they get rid of U.S. jobs, our lack of health care, etc., is what they need to be pounded on. May Ms. Schiavo one day rest in peace and the ones who loved her be allowed to go on with their lives." All right, I can understand Cheryl's feelings, but I've got to mention it. I've got a couple of sound bites and just a couple of comments, Cheryl. If you want to leave and come back in a half hour, I understand, or 15 minutes. But you know, it's official now. It's been verified by a county medical examiner. Contrary to the hysterics and the lies and the criminal posturing of these right-wing media thugs like Sean Hannity and Joe Scarborough and Rush, the pig man Limbaugh, all of these bastards. When are these bastards going to line up and apologize to Michael Schiavo? When are they going to apologize to the American public for the hate and the putrid ugliness they dumped into the airwaves, huh? Terri Schiavo was indeed in a persistent vegetative state, and her brain was about half the size that a brain should be, and the rest of it was nothing but scar tissue. Oh, and by the way, she was blind. It found no evidence. The medical examiner's office found no evidence that she was strangled or beaten or abused like Randall Terry and these hate-filled thugs sat there for hour after hour on the Alphabet Soup networks, talking about this filthy, these lies and the distortions. Where are these thugs? When are they going to confess? I want Randall Terry, too, by the way. So what was revealed today exposes once again the hideous mindset of the political and Christian right in this country, the Republican Party, the neo-Nazis. Remember the memo telling these thugs how to use a dead woman whose eyes were still open? Use her! Use her! Step on her breasts and her hips and her thighs and her belly and her feet. Stand on her! Use her! Call her husband a murderer. Go to the United States Congress. Use her. Remember the pigs out in the parking lot with the little cups of water crawling across the park.
We've come to bring the dead woman some water. Jesus wants us to bring her water. Oh, the dirty, rotten liberals are trying to kill her. Jesus wants us to bring her some water. Water.
Oh, my God! George Fellows, is that how you pronounce it? Michael Schiavo's attorney. His reaction on Michael's reaction to the autopsy report. Here's the attorney.
For years, he's alleged, and we've proved in court, that Terry could not be sustained by mouth, and the medical examiner found that to be the case. For years, the treating physicians, the doctors, the responsible physicians, Mr. Schiavo, the court have said over and over again that there's no rehabilitation therapy or other therapy that could improve Mrs. Schiavo's condition. That was also found by the medical examiner. For years and years, the courts have found that there was no abuse of Terry, no evidence of abuse, and that's what the medical examiner found.
So when are the right-wing piles of human excrement going to step up to the microphones and say, okay, we're sorry. Let this little twisted nutcase Sean Hannity go first, right? Didn't he get his well-padded ass into a director's chair and sit outside like a vulture sitting on a telephone wire and have the Terry Schiavo's mother and father and any freak he could get his hands on come on his program and spew their ugliness? Come on, Hannity, you pig, fess up.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Free speech for free.
And we'll be back with more of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio right after this.
We're clear. Back in 3 minutes.
Okay. Billy, explain to me again what the cameras are doing here.
Okay. What we're doing is we're taping the entire three-hour radio show here on the new set and then editing it down to 1 hour.
1 hour.
Right. And then that hour is broadcast the same night on Sundance Channel.
Wow. The same night. That's great. So it stays topical.
Yeah, it's topical. It's completely fresh.
Huh. And when is it on?
It's on 11:30 p.m. on the West and East Coast, and in other places, people have to check their local listings.
Uh-huh. And what's it called?
It's the same as the radio show. It's called The Al Franken Show.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got this. It's called The Al Franken Show. It's on Sundance Channel every weeknight. And if someone wants to find out more, they should check their local listings?
Exactly.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Do I have time to pee?
This is a Mother Jones Minute. It's not enough that a certain giant oil company pretends that global warming doesn't exist. Now it's behind an active campaign to confuse the subject. In May, Mother Jones Magazine reported that ExxonMobil has given millions to fake scientists and junk journalists. Then last week, the New York Times reported that a senior White House official has repeatedly watered down government reports on global warming. Philip A. Cooney, the former oil lobbyist with no scientific training, has been altering reports to soften the conclusions. Also last week, the UK Guardian reported that the Bush administration consulted with ExxonMobil before deciding not to sign the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty. Let me repeat. The President of the United States was taking marching orders from the world's most powerful oil company. Get the real story on MotherJones.com and now on Mother Jones Radio. Hear Mother Jones Radio Sundays on Air America Radio. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Morning Sedition. Here on the Mike 92.1, Mark and Mark have access to the most sensitive right-wing information.
Let's take this call. It looks like it's Ted from Nebraska.
Good morning, Mark and Mark. I can't believe you liberals are apologizing for Howard Dean. He is offensive.
Oh, no, it's happening. Oh, no, I hate when... help me, Riley. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's happening. My thoughts are starting to change. I'm becoming him. Oh, no.
Live from Radio Halliburton, it's Right and Early, the conservatives' way to wake up with Mark the Shark Maron.
Good morning, neocon. It's 19 past the hour here on Radio Halliburton, where the truth hurts. Hey, you know who that scream is, don't you? Howard Dean. Yeah, easy, big guy. Don't want to blow out no ring. Whoa, well, Dr. Pinko was shooting off his big mouth the other day. And he said that the Republican Party was a white Christian party. Big surprise, surprise. The Democrats are mad at Dean.
Oh, I'm Nancy Pelosi. You can't say white and Christian in a sentence because everything has to be nice and multicultural and gay friendly.
Nothing Mark the Shark likes better than a Democratic catfight. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get comfortable. It's 20 past the hour. Let's take a call. You're on the air, caller.
Tommy Pinko, liberals, New Yorker reader, tofu eating.
That's right. That's right. Good point, caller. The Supreme Court was right to go after those medical marijuana potheads. Hey, 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 hippie burnout. I got a hit for you right here. You've been sharked. Hey, suck it up, cancer patients. Looks like you're going to have to die without a buzz on.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Stick around, neocons. We'll be back with Toby Keith.
Don't touch that dial, Patriot. We'll be back with Right and Early.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater.
We'll definitely be there.
We'll reward open mic club members with tickets to see Bill Maher.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not a member? Go to themike921.com and join today.
This is Kate from Partyville, and I'm on the mic, and I'm going to see Bill Maher.
Get tickets at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets.
Oh, great.
Bill Maher, brought to you by Jail, Last Coast True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash. A red velvet curtain opens and 200 vacant-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, please don't tap the glass. I hear a barker's voice. Come on, come all, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it. If there's any sitting within arm's length, you will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe. And then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chewed gum. So I throw my poop at them. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies. And that part was true. Not really.
Mike 92.1.
This is Stephanie Miller. Go to themike921.com. Get involved and listen live to The Mike.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Yeah, okay. I sound like a madman tonight. I understand that. All this screaming. I don't know how to handle it, though. When you have members of the United States Senate, even though they're neo-Nazis, they're still members of the United States Senate. going out of their way to excuse torture. Jesus Christ, torture, torture, murder, murder. And saying that people who criticize our use of torture and murder are somehow anti-American. When you have the pig man, when you have this filthy Rush Limbaugh saying if there's another attack on America, it'll be the fault of Democrats and people who are against this murderous regime. When you have the final autopsy, the Terry Schiavo case, and everything that normal human beings knew. We knew the war was no good. We knew that Terry Schiavo was already dead. We knew all this stuff. And we had to listen. Or at least it was out there. I don't mean we had to listen to it, but it was out there 24/7 about how the war was a good thing, about how Terry Schiavo was just waiting for Jesus to bless, I don't know, or some Jesus freak to bring her a glass of water. And you know, all of this stuff kind of coming together. There was so much stuff out there today, just so much stuff. And it all kind of intersected right before I came on the air. And I'm sorry. I really am sorry. But I'll tell you what, I know you scream too, okay? And I've said it before, I'll say it again. The only difference between me and you is I happen to have the microphone here at Air America Radio, Radio Network. But you scream. You scream in your car. You scream doing the laundry. You scream when you're mowing the lawn. You scream at your spouse. You scream at, you know. So we all scream, right? Right? But I do have to, not apologize is not the right word. I have to explain, that's the right word, why I am so riled up tonight. All this stuff that broke during the day today. It just, the hearings, to listen to some biscuit and gravy sucking southern white piece of trash like Jeff Sessions sitting there saying what he said today, listening to Duncan Hunter, another one of these psychopaths, you know, Guantanamo hearings today, oh yeah, right, okay. Yeah, evil bastards. And then we find out that senior military commanders are demanding or at least passing the word up the line or down the line into the toilet bowl where Donald Rumsfeld and George Bush and Dick Cheney float, that the war can't be won and it's time to cut deals with the so-called insurgents. Jesus! I mean, what more could we have heard today and not had a total break with this fantasy that's being handed off to us as reality? I don't know anymore. I really don't. But like you, I'm willing to keep fighting. I damn sure am. You know, I'm willing to keep fighting. I'll use my little rinky-dink radio program and just kick ass and take names until they pry the microphone out of my cold, dead fingers. All right? And so will you. You'll keep doing what you do, and I'll keep doing what I do. These sons of bitches are not going to take our country away. They're not going to do it. It gets bleak. I know it gets bleak. But Downing Street Memo 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. I had somebody email me, Mike, where are the other five? Look them up. I'm not your damn gopher boy. Look them up. Do what I do. Use Google. Use the Internet. Go to Daily Coast. Go to Buzzsplash. Go to Democratic Underground. Go to Bart Cop. Find them your own damn self. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get pissed off. But no, we are not. Repeat after me. We are not going to give up this country to these Nazis. We're not going to do it. Because John Conyers does exist. And Barbara Boxer does exist. And Sheila Jackson Lee does exist. And Cynthia McKinney does exist. And you exist. And so do I. Patriot Act my ass. They're not going to do this to us, okay? They're going to try, and they're going to keep trying. But you and I, Truth Seeker, are going to get our country back. And something's going to happen to these evil people who have tried to destroy us. These Americans, these government officials, I don't know what the evil thing is. Maybe it's just turning them out of office. Maybe, you know, we ought to... God, I never thought I would be emulating or thinking about emulating Mao during the Cultural Revolution when genuine counter-revolutionaries were forced to wear dunce caps and belittled and denigrated and screamed at by the Red Guards and these Mao sloganeering nutcases that happened in the 60s. Remember that? But wouldn't that be appropriate here to put a huge, tall dunce cap on every single member of both Bush cabinets and parade them through the streets and throw human feces at them and say, "You people did this to our country?" Oops, I'm yelling again. Wouldn't that be appropriate? But you and I both know what's going to happen. The same thing happened to the Iran-Contra bastards who engineered mass murder in Central America. Nothing. Nothing. They will be pardoned. Even the ones who are convicted will be pardoned. So we're stuck with it. You know, we're stuck with the history. We're stuck with the history. I don't know. But I just need to say... It's kind of tacky of me to be screaming like this, but I'm not doing anything different from what you do. One more from George Fellows, Michael Schiavo's attorney. I'm sure glad Bill Frist stopped practicing medicine. And I have a couple things here about Bill Frist. This guy ought to have his medical license yanked. What an absolute... Just... I wonder how many times he misdiagnosed patients in his care. Here's George Fellows.
Terry was blind. We have been saying for years and years and years, the expert testimony showed that Terry's eye movements and apparent response to visual stimuli was a reflexive action. It was a result of a brainstem activity, which is consistent in PVS patients that she had no cortical sight, and that was a finding by the medical examiner as well.
And I, the media in this situation are to be cursed. Vilified. Over and over, those hideous videos of an obviously dead woman! A dead woman, you crazy freaks! She was dead! And they kept showing the video over and over and over again. This poor dead woman whose neural synapses, some of them, were still firing. And her mouth would open, her eyes would roll, and her head would twist. And MSNBC and Fox and CNN and every single one of these filthy, degenerate news organizations with all their paid whores showing that pathetic video over and over and over again of a dead woman in her death throes that went on for 12 years. Oh, damn you. Damn you. Damn you for doing that to us. MSNBC and CBS and ABC and CNN and Fox. Damn you. Damn you for doing that to us. Damn you for assigning 2,200 reporters to the Michael Jackson trial. Damn you. Damn you. Damn you. How many are you going to assign to the Conyers hearing tomorrow? Huh? How many reporters? 3? 6? None? Terry Schiavo. So to the listener who said, please don't talk about it tonight, I'm sorry. there's no way I can't. Terry was blind. Terry was deaf. Terry was immobile. Terry was dead! 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 And Randall Terry and Sean Hannity and B. Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. All of the vultures, the carrion eaters who perched over this dead woman's body. And the Florida House of Representatives and that putrid Jeb Bush and the Republicans in the United States Congress and George W. Bush and all of these people who pulled up a chair at the banquet. Terry Schiavo's bloated, dead body, and they took out their knives and their forks and their salt and pepper, and they cut off pieces of her body, and they ate her, and they fed on her, and they devoured her, and they pulled off chunks of her flesh. Damn you people!
Oh, my answer, baby, to all that you've missed. Oh, as I want to spread the news, that it feels isn't good and used. Oh, you just keep on using me, baby. Until you use me.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. You'll find our talking points in the nonfiction section. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Have a bewitching summer at Super 8 and get $250 in discount coupons with every stay. Enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes and you'll have a chance to win 1,000,000 trip rewards points. Or play our online game and you could be one of 600 winners of $100 worth of gas. The Super 8 Stay a Spell sweepstakes. It could turn you into a winner. See Bewitched in theaters soon, and we'll see you along the way. No purchase necessary. Legal residents 18 or older. Ends 9/15. Subject to rules at Super8.com.
From TNT, executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, a six-week television event. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
White men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
This summer's most anticipated television event, Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting this Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater. We'll reward open mic club members with tickets to see Bill Maher.
Thank you.
Not a member? Go to themike921.com and join today.
Hi, this is Elton from Madison. I'm on the mic, 92.1, and I'm going to Bill Maher.
Get tickets at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets.
Really?
Bill Maher, brought to you by Jam, Last Coast True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
Hey, Maren. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced. It's been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, you know, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you know how you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone, and I just use him as a punching bag?
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do. He attends events for me sometimes. He stands in line for stuff. I make him buy condoms. Yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
I'm sorry, man, but it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you, you know.
Mr. Maron, your clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me he fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man, So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if they could vote? Wow, that'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad. Kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again, and kind of get the message, and just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water on you pretty much all the time.
Okay, man. But look, be nicer to your clone.
Yeah, whatever. Later, man.
Later.
Now more than ever, Madison needs Air America Radio. Only on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Ain't no doubt about it, baby, you are in the beast. I'm wrestling with the lion, and the grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care. That tough is tough.
It's about 10 before the hour. A moment ago when I was talking about the great websites, I left off two important ones. And I can't, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I just assume that everybody knows about rawstory.com and tvnewslies.org, which are also great sites. But when I get, when my brain goes into overdrive like that, and I manage to scream out four or five websites, by implication I also mean, you got your favorites. I mean places like rawstory.com, great site. TVnewslies.org, great site. But I just, come on, folks, lighten up on me a little bit, okay? Because, when I get going on one of those rants, I can't remember them all, you know what I'm saying? But that's where you have to go. That's where you have to go to get the news. Let me grab a phone call here before we go to the break. Christopher is calling from Connecticut. Christopher, welcome to the program.
Excellent to talk to you finally. I've been a big fan, I have to say. I've been listening to Air America virtually every day since you guys started just last year. And I wanted to comment on just a couple of quick things. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Your style, mister, effectively vocalizes in the truly intimate way that radio talk show only can, the real human outrage, and give voice to the not only factually informed but emotionally attuned humanity that is sorely lacking in every other version of media out there. And the reason I bring this up is twofold. For one, I know that you've been doing radio for about 20 years or so, right?
Right.
Before Air America, there was, and for those of us that were attuned to what really was trying to find out what was really going on in America, we had to turn to alternative sources, and they were out there. One of which, and I must believe you must have heard of him at some point along your career, is David Barsamian's alternativeradio.org. He's been actually sort of putting out incredibly, essentially a sort of a free college course program of well-attuned speakers, like Noam Chomsky, Arundhati Roy, a number of others, Scott Ritter, among just to name a few names, that he's been broadcasting free for years. So go to his site and check it out. But the reason I bring it up is that you and Air America are providing this extremely valuable resource for all of us here that know full well we're being lied to. And what few people realize nowadays is the very simple fact that the Fourth Estate, the press, as you and Randy and Sam and Janine and the two fellows in the Morning Sedition Show all talk about, is that the one thing, there's two things that unite us, commonality. First, that we're all subject to the same constitution, and that we all swear allegiance to this, even if we're not members of the military.
Right.
We all instinctively and intuitively realize the value in having a living document which purports to take care of all of our needs in a fair and equitable manner. Admirable goals to live up to. But number two is that the Fourth Estate is the most important part of that system By far, because without it, you do not have a functioning democracy. You don't have, and I know this is not a democracy, I'm an over republic, but without a feedback mechanism back of, mm-hmm. for society to vent upon itself, you don't have the ultimate check and balance on power. And that's what you know all full too well when we see the pig man and all these right-wing, even pseudo, you know, centrist people, they don't realize that just the parameters themselves about how conversation and topics are limited by the media's touching on what they would like for us to believe is important.
Right, right.
Michael Jackson trial is a perfect example. The runaway bride, all this crap, it's not worth a damn, and all of us know it. And we know all full too well that, and just like you were talking about Terri Schiavo, the woman was obviously being taken advantage of. She was no longer subject to what we have to worry about. This woman mm-hmm. was far gone. But no, those right-wing, neo-fascist, Republican bastards, they decided they had to take it to capture, to use this again to captivate our attention and draw it away from all that's important. So all I can tell you is please, Mike, keep up the great job. For all of us that are listening, you must tune people into Air America. And as a dedicated, serious listener, I'm sad to see that you guys are only moving to exclusively to XM. And I haven't heard any other hosts talking about that. And I was just wondering perhaps what you might feel about that. And I know it's a new studio and you're going to Washington, greater access, you know, for the network in general. Maybe you can't even talk because I know it's not your decision.
Well, none of that will affect us. We do our program here in a studio in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains. We don't work in New York. We're the only program regularly scheduled, you know, every single day. Springer doesn't either. Springer does it from a studio in Cincinnati, I guess.
Got it.
But as far as going exclusively to XM, I really don't have any comment about that. Not because I'm afraid to say anything or because there's been a memo sent out by the suits at Air America saying don't discuss this. Nothing
right.
of the sort. It's just that it doesn't affect me
right.
in this sense. I just want to sit here and do the program. And I just hope to God, and so far it's been the case, that the people who run Air America are doing everything they can to get this program out to the biggest possible audience.
Absolutely.
So I have no critique, positive or negative, of going to XM or staying with Sirius or whatever. Those decisions are made way above my pay grade anyway.
Oh, I hear you completely.
Right. So, I, again... the people I work for now at Air America Radio, and I've met them all the executives I've met, and I have to tell you, I can't say, they're not listening. They don't listen to my program because I'm upset. They're, you know, this program's on so late. But
yeah.
these guys, and they're mostly guys who run this network, are just absolute exemplars of freedom of speech, of fighting the power. I have nothing but the deepest respect. One of them I have known for over 10 years, and I have nothing but the deepest respect for these people. And now, if they fire me tomorrow, I still have nothing but the deepest respect because of what they're doing.
Well,
so,
judging from you and Janine and Sam and Randy in particular, all of you guys, I have to tell you, they're doing a fantastic job, and you are our only source, which leads, of course, further to the blogs and lots of other informational resources.
That's right.
Thank you,
that's
Michael.
Right. All right, Christopher, thanks for checking in. I sure appreciate your phone call. That makes me feel good. I can dance around the studio now during the break. A 1,000-pound burden has been removed. No, I'm serious. The phone call made me feel great. We'll be right back. Stay with me. Goodbye, LIB listeners. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well...
you even know where to get startup money?
My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com.
Ready Roads. Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
We salute the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which is now the first state to ask Congress to immediately begin impeachment proceedings against President Bush, Vice President Cheney, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Thank you, Wisconsin.
I wonder James Sensenbrenner is having a hissy fit.
We need to shut the microphones off on the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
Stephanie Miller.
Turn off the lights.
We cannot hear the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
I'm Debbie from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on The Mike.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. The House votes to rescind the FBI's powers under the Patriot Act to check on the books that any American might be reading.
I was giving the FBI permission to go on a fishing expedition without many of the normal safeguards.
Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler says the amendment passed Wednesday will keep the agency out of libraries and bookstores without reasonable cause.
If you're checking out a book on how to make atomic bombs, there might be a good reason for that, for the FBI to want to know that. But they should have to go to a court or to a grand jury and say they have reason to believe, and here's the reason.
38 Republicans crossed party lines to support the amendment. The House also fought back an attempt to circumvent last week's Supreme Court ruling that stated medical marijuana patients could be prosecuted under federal drug laws. Police in Aruba have seized two cars and removed bagfuls of items from the residence of a local judge. They're looking for clues into the disappearance of Natalie Holloway. The judge's 17-year-old son and two others have been detained in connection with the missing teen. Carl Penhall has more from Palm Beach.
Law enforcement sources close to this investigation say the three young suspects in this case are pointing fingers at one another during interrogations. It seems to be as a result of that that police and investigators swooped on the house of Joram van der Sloot.
The 18-year-old Holloway has been missing since May 30th. Oil prices rose again Wednesday. Many analysts say the global refinery crunch will send them even higher.
An oil price spike is still out there as a major risk for the remainder of this year.
Michael Lewis is the head of commodities research for Deutsche Bank.
Not until you see either a global recession or you see a rapid rebuilding in OPEC's production, is the market going to push these prices low.
July crude selling for $55.57 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is CNN Radio News.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. New Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Hello, my name's Smokey, and I'm a hardcore biker. I'm here to tell you that Geico... Hold on a sec. Is this the right music, bro?
Really?
Anyway, Geico covers most kinds of bikes, so you can get money-saving discounts whether you're a casual weekend rider or a hardcore biker like me. You see, man, I'm not sure. This music don't make a lick of sense.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
A hearing is held Wednesday on the Guantanamo Bay Naval Prison. Democratic Senator Joe Biden doesn't believe there'll be a decision soon on the fate of Gitmo and its detainees.
There are options, but I don't think anything's going to be agreed upon until we have an independent commission that has the credibility to state what's going on and what should be done.
Rear Admiral James McGarrah monitors the enemy combatant detention program for the Navy. He says most of the detainees have had a hearing to determine their status.
Of those 558 cases heard, this
CSRT panels determined that 520 of those detainees were properly classified as enemy combatants.
Top Pentagon and law enforcement officials defended the current practices at the facility that Amnesty International calls a modern-day gulag. A military jet has crashed into two homes in Yuma, Arizona. There were no reports of injuries on the ground. The pilot is being treated. This is news from CNN Radio. Officials from the Yankees, New York City, and the state of New York are beaming over the announcement of a new stadium. Gary Baumgarten reports the Yankees facility will cost some $800 million.
Public money will be used to build parking garages and parks, but the bulk of the bill goes to the Yankees. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the Yankees really have no choice.
The Yankees have needed a new ballpark for a very long time. The current stadium dates to 1923, as Randy said, and despite a major renovation during the mid-70s, really does remain antiquated.
The new stadium will be built just north of the current ballpark over two parks, so no businesses or residents will be displaced. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
Stocks were up slightly at midweek despite higher oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 19 points. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
I think the country's going in the wrong direction. I feel obligated to make an honest living. You're going to have a problem with them.
Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
There's a place where a total stranger will give you their blood. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where a person who doesn't look like you, talk like you, or dress like you will give you shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org.
Winner of the 2005 Best Talk Show Air Award on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Seven past the hour. Just a little bit more here on Frist. When was it? Back in March of this year, in the Washington Post, reported on Frist going to the floor of the Senate on the 18th of March for the second time in 12 hours to argue that Florida doctors had erred in saying Terri Schiavo was in a persistent vegetative state. And in a lengthy speech in which he quoted medical texts and standards, Frist said, "I question it based on a review of the video footage which I spent an hour or so looking at last night in my office. She certainly seems to respond to visual stimuli." This guy should have his medical license pulled. I mean, he really should. This was an outrage. Now, the reason he should have it pulled is because, not so much an asinine statement like that. Any physician who relies on a family videotape to challenge the diagnosis of doctors who are right there, who have been examining poor dead Terri Schiavo for the past 10 years in person. Now, the only reason Frist did it, and this is why I use the metaphor of eating Schiavo's body, which is what Frist was one of the first people to sit down and ask for the carving knife, is because, you know, this sick bastard thinks he's going to run for president in 2008, and the conservative activists love this sort of stuff, see? They love it. So that's who he was playing to. He was using his medical degree and his position as a leader of the Senate to to eat a dead woman's body. It's such an outrage. I don't know how else to put it. It's just such an outrage. Now remember Frist, who had the strategy that he was going to subpoena Terri Schiavo to show up for a Senate hearing and then hold in contempt and levy criminal sanctions against anyone who kept her from attending that hearing? Remember that? They expected, what did they expect? This woman to rise from the grave and come thudding into Washington to sit before this sick bastard from Tennessee, this other cracker, cheese-sucking, biscuit-gravy-drinking freak who happens to have an MD after his name? I wouldn't go to this sucker if I had a hangnail. Hippocrates is spinning in his, wherever the hell he is, right? First, do no harm. Yeah. So I got an email from a listener who says that people ought to email Tennessee Department of Health and request a full inquiry into the violation of this bastard's oath. By violating all legalities and ethics as a doctor by claiming to make a diagnosis of Terri Schiavo based on a video. This is from J.D., who's a native Nashvillean, Nashville, Tennessee. J.D. writes, being a native Nashvillean, it's sad to see Frist embarrass himself, my city, and our great state once again. Now, the last thing on Frist, this is unrelated, except for the fact it comes out of this filthy, filthy creature, Bill Frist's mouth. It was Frist, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, it was Frist who refused repeated requests for a roll call vote that would have put senators on the record on that resolution apologizing for past failures to pass anti-lynching laws. It was Frist! The General Constitution said, as dozens of descendants of lynching victims watched from the Senate gallery, the resolution was adopted Monday under a voice vote procedure that did not require any senators' presence. 80 senators, however, had signed as co-sponsors, putting themselves on record as supporting the resolution. By the time the Senate recessed Tuesday evening, 5 other senators had added their names, leaving 15 Republicans who had not. Well, so Frist decided to give these racist, cracker-ass, biscuit-and-gravy-sucking white male southern senators cover. And some of them not from the south. There were some from the upper, from the west and the upper Midwest. He decided to give them cover. Well, we're not going to have roll call vote, boys. Y'all just go ahead and say aye or nay, and y'all don't even have to be here. Hell, you know, have one of your flunkies come over here and vote. These people are beyond, they're beyond criticism. But Frist, a racist, medical practitioner that should have his license pulled, he should be impeached, he should be thrown out of office, is Bill Frist going to stand in the well of the Senate tomorrow and apologize for his comments about Terri Schiavo? Is Bill Frist going to stand in the well of the Senate tomorrow or out on the political stump and apologize for trying to give cover to the 15 racist Republican senators who think lynching of Negroes is a good idea? Huh? Well, Bill, I'm sure you appealed to your Christian backers, you filthy hate monger. I'm sure the good Christians out there, you know, the Dobson types and the Falwell types, I'm sure they love you, Bill. They love you, you racist pig. Eating a dead woman. Ah, you cannibalistic racist pig. Jeez. It's hard to keep your sanity these days, isn't it? I know you're feeling the same way. Symbol Man is here. For those of you who are familiar with TakeBackTheMedia.com, which is another website that I didn't mention when I was going down that list, then you are familiar with Symbol Man's work. He is certainly an extremely adroit videographer. Is that am I saying that right, Symbol Man?
Well, I do flash animation as well. That's mostly what I'm known for.
But yeah, flash animation.
Video.
Yeah. How you doing? Haven't heard from you for a while.
Well, pretty good, and it's good to hear you on Air America kicking some ass out there. That's wonderful.
Where's your partner?
Stranger.
American Stranger.
He's in New York.
Yeah, and you're not calling from New York.
No, I'm calling from Washington, D.C. I flew 6,000 miles in 12 hours from Hawaii to be here for the Conyers hearing because C-SPAN's not covering it, and A&P said that they dropped the ball today. Well, I got news for you. While I was covering it today, and I've been running all over town taking shots of everything before I go to the hearing tomorrow and cover that, and then cover the rally after that, today I was in front of the White House. Right in front of it. And I saw these little party umbrellas to the right. And I went over and I said, well, what is that? Are they having, like, something in the Rose Garden? Oh, no. That's the media. The media has this whole setup. Excuse me. A stage. They have, you know, everything you need to function. Right there, all set up. At a moment's notice, they strip off the raincoats and they go for it.
Yeah.
Now, you're telling me that these guys cannot turn their cameras around 50 feet. And cover a rally directly in front of the White House.
The rally tomorrow after the after Conyers hearings. By the way, C-SPAN 3 is going to cover it.
Yeah, but who gets C-SPAN 3?
Well, right. I understand. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to film it or videotape it and then put it on your website?
Right. I've got a high definition camera. I'm going to film it. I'm going to edit it. I'm going to go back. Fly directly back, another 12 hours back to Hawaii. I'm going to sit down and edit this within a couple of days. I expect to start shipping DVDs out by Monday after Downing.
Hey, hold on a second, Symbol Man. I got to do a break here. Hold on. We'll come back and finish this up, all right? Hold on just a second. This is Air America. Stay with us.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's progressive talk, forward thinking, just like Madison. The Mike 92.1.
Hi, this is Larry King. If you're drinking orange juice to be healthy, why not consider drinking Welch's 100% grape juice, too? According to research, Welch's 100% grape juice has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it's actually good for your heart. So while OJ may be a good way to start your day, delicious Welch's grape juice is a great way to enjoy your life. Welch's 100% grape juice. Be heart smart. Pour yourself a glass today.
From TNT, executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, a six-week television event. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
White men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
This summer's most anticipated television event, Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting this Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
89 members of Congress have asked this president whether or not intelligence was manipulated to lead the United States into war, and there's been no response from the White House. And today we come to find out they were bombing Iraq the whole time. The president was standing there and telling us war is a last resort.
Randy Rhodes.
They were lying. They were lying.
Weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike 92.1.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel is hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gassing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark. Hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everything grabs onto something, a couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very swimmy. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore?
Oh, yeah, you're married. But you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? You know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
From listening to this radio station.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. Because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Not true. Maybe God melts a snowflake, but he doesn't kill a kitten. Jeez, Kathy, you're brutal. 22 past the hour. Stan emailed in and says, Mike, for your listeners, I just looked up C-SPAN 3, and it is currently on, and you can stream this online, apparently live, for what it's worth. Maybe we can watch your proceedings online. Okay, that's great. Stan, thanks. If that's the case, and you can go to C-SPAN 3, and I don't know what the absolute URL is, but you'll figure it out because you are smart people. One clarification, because I've gotten two emails. When I was talking to Christopher in Connecticut about Sirius and XM and AM radio and so on and so forth about how Air America Radio is the programming is carried, Christopher did not mean to imply, nor did I, that we're not going to be on AM radio anymore. I had a couple of people say, "What? You're going to go to XM exclusively? No more? Not even? No. Just where it concerns satellite radio. Okay, that's all. That's a subscriber radio, satellite radio. XM, Sirius, Air America Radio is on or going to be on? Is on now? XM only and not Sirius." I think it's sometime in July. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's what Christopher was saying, and I thought he was pretty clear about it. But in case you wound up a little bit confused by our conversation, that should clear it up, okay? Now, back to Symbol Man, who has been very patient holding on while I get through all that nonsense. Give us some details here, Symbol Man. I've gotten two starting times, 1 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Eastern. When does it start?
Basically, the hearing itself is actually going to be held in the Capitol. We just found out that this morning. It was going to be at the DNC.
They've moved it back to the Capitol. How did that happen?
Well, it's just been bouncing around. I guess this is such an important event, actually, that Conyers is able to convince Sensenbrenner to not give him noogies with the gavel and to get the hell out.
Are you saying that the Republicans are going to allow Conyers to hold this hearing on federal government property now?
Yeah, it's going to be in the Capitol, and it's going to be in a room that is so small that they actually asked me the size of my tripod.
But not at, and so it's not going to be at the DNC.
No, it's not going to be at the DNC. It's going to be at the Capitol, and that's going to be starting, I believe, 1:30 to, is that 2 to 4:30? You don't want to miss the rally. Start showing up for the rally at Lafayette Square across from the White House. You know, get there at 2-3 o'clock and get ready to rumble. You know, we need lots of people there. Just imagine, you know, a picture of the reflecting pond there. With as many people as the signatures that Mr. Conyers has collected, you know, 600,000 and counting.
What's that number up to?
2 days ago, it was 600,000.
Wow.
He may reach a million. We don't know yet. It's just flowing.
Mm-hmm.
This is huge.
Now you're going to be set up in the hearing room. How did you work that out, Symbol Man?
Basically, I called up the folks at AfterDowningStreet.org. David
right.
Swanson, and talk to him, and the lovely Teresa, who also works with the Democratic, the DNC, and they're going to swing it so that I can get in. Last year, I shot a hearing for a movie, Electile Dysfunction, which is in the courts right now because there's a problem with that one. I don't want anybody buying that till that's ready, in case people want to know that. But we've shot the hearings before, and so I've got access to get in there.
Well, what kind of media coverage? Is there going to be 22? Are there going to be 2,200 journalists there, like there was at the Michael Jackson trial?
No, this isn't nearly as important as the noseless one.
Well, that's true. I'm sorry, I lost my head. So, how many journalists? Let's not say journalists. That's such a useless word these days. How many media outlets are going to be present?
You know, as far as I know, as of yesterday, there wasn't anybody coming to show up to cover this thing. And this is a problem. They're not even talking about it. That's why AP said they dropped the ball. No one even knows about it. It's not getting out there. And that's why I'm talking about it right now. And I saw this gap, and I thought, okay, well, I will fly 6,000 miles with my camera. I will film this in the rally. I will make a DVD, and I will use this to get donations for both our site and AfterDowningStreet.com or .org and DemocraticUnderground.com and BARDcop and all the blogosphere. They're going to get a portion of the proceeds.
That's
I'm
great.
I'm trying to make my cost back and support all these other people at the same time.
That's great. Well, I know that you and American Stranger ride white horses and wear white hats, and I don't think there's any question about that. Listen, do me a favor. If something really weird happens, will you call the program tomorrow night and give us an eyewitness account, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the whole thing is weird, you know what I'm saying? Hold on just a second. Hold on. We'll come back right after this. Hold on.
I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told. But now when you see the light, stand up for your right. No.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Find out more about authors and guests at themike921.com. This is the Mike 92.1.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Senator Ted Kennedy, one of my favorites. Senator, great to have you on.
Good to be back, Ed. Always enjoy it.
Thank you, sir. First of all, I know that the Senate Judiciary Committee has been talking about Guantanamo Bay, and I know that you're vocal on this. Should we shut down this facility, or should we continue at business as usual? What do you think?
It ought to be closed, but just closing is not enough. We've got to deal with the 450 or so detainees that are there. They ought to be shipped probably up to Fort Leavenworth. That is a solid maximum security, and then we ought to process them. Those that are have been a threat to the United States ought to be prosecuted, and those that have picked up along the way should be released. But justice is demanded, is absolutely necessary. The longer that Guantanamo exists, the more terrorists it's creating and greater hatred for the United States all over the world, and this is really more of a threat to the United States by continuing to have Guantanamo.
Senator, you a year ago came out and said this war was cooked up in Texas, and you were vilified on right-wing radio and all the Fox channels and the talking heads and whatnot. And now you're the first senator to come out and talk about the Downing Street memo, and this story is gaining steam. Do you think the Senate will address this?
Well, it should. I mean, the Downing Street memo confirms that the administration was determined to go to war in Iraq regardless of whether there was any credible justification for doing so. They distorted, manipulated, and misrepresented the facts. So the memo also confirms what's long been obvious, and that is the timing of the war was linked to the 2002 congressional elections, and that the administration's planning for post-war Iraq was incompetent in all aspects. So the continuing crisis is a direct result of that incompetence.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater.
We'll definitely be there.
We'll reward open mic club members with tickets to see Bill Maher.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not a member? Go to themike921.com and join today.
This is Kate from Partyville, and I'm on the mic, and I'm going to see Bill Maher.
Get tickets at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets.
Oh, great.
Bill Maher, brought to you by Jam, Last Coast True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I have to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crab in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already? Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow.
You've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
East Coast to West Coast, Air America, Stephanie Miller, and Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. Simple Man, are you still with me? Simple Man?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. All right, now I can hear you. I got an email here from Julie, also known as Media Babe at Take Back the Media. All right, mm-hmm. She says, Simple Man is talking about the hearings now. Sensenbrenner didn't give Conyers permission to use any room. They're using a room in the Capitol, the area that Sensenbrenner has no dominion over. They're allowing people to watch the hearing at the DNC, and you can get details about all this at afterdowningstreet.com. All right? So Media Babe, huh?
Those are the guys that have really gotten behind this. They've had a million hits.
Right.
You know, 10,000 unique visitors a day. I foresee a Nixon moment here, people. I've been reading Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail, 1972,
yeah.
Hunter S. Thompson, and the parallels are incredible besides being a good writer.
Well,
it's possible, folks. It is possible. If we take this and beat them over the head with it, and we get Democrats in there, and we get the House and the Senate, we can go after this guy. We can impeach him.
That's right.
But
that's
you got to get in there and you got to do the work. Get your cameras. The airwaves belong to us, and I'm proving that. You know, I'm going in there and I'm getting it.
That's a good point. All right, Simple Man. One of my colleagues on this network, you know her, Randy Rhodes. She said today that it's a room in the basement that only holds about 20 people. Is that why they asked you how big your tripod was?
Yes. But
this is so outrageously insulting. I swear to God, once the Democrats get back in power, being Democrats, they won't pull this kind of filthy politics on Republicans. But it would be so fitting if they did. But Democrats aren't constructed that way. Democrats do believe in letting people have their say. Republicans are Nazis. Call in tomorrow night, especially if anything is weird. Okay.
Oh, I will absolutely give you a full report. And
all right, Simple Man, thanks for checking in, pal, and take care. Watch your back, all right?
Yeah, thank you for doing what you're doing. I'm so glad to see you get your voice out there further and further all the time.
Well,
you're the passion, you're the man, you're the voice.
Okay, thanks, Simple Man. You take care. Now, a couple of people have emailed me that John Conyers will be on C-SPAN's Washington Journal at 9 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning. This is prior to the hearing, or forum, as he's forced to call it, and the demonstration at Lafayette Park across the street from the White House subsequent to the forum. So if you're up at 9 o'clock, is that when it's on? Okay, at 9 o'clock? On C-SPAN something, C-SPAN 1, 2, I don't know, just C-SPAN. Okay. Washington Journal. That's that one where that guy who looks like a not Brian Lamb, but the guy that sits there, it looks like a vampire. Who is that guy that looks like a vampire? All right, caller from Detroit. You know, and the caller from Detroit is just going berserk, and this guy's sitting there reading the paper, and he goes, okay, caller from Chicago. You know, he looks like somebody who's avoiding the light. He looks like a vampire. I don't care what he is. I don't care if he's the greatest liberal ever to come down the pipe, sir. I don't care. He looks like a vampire. Just like Gary Bauer looks like a turtle. I can't help what these people look like. Rush Limbaugh looks like a pig. I'm sorry, you know. So, John Conyers on Washington Journal, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. All right. Back to the phone calls here, okay? Chuck is calling from Louisville, Kentucky. Chuck, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike, it's good to talk to you again. Last time I talked to you was just before Justice Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well, good to hear from you again.
Great to talk to you, Mike. Mike, I just had a couple of points for you. The Schiavo thing is really, I think, going to end up being a great thing for our democracy as a whole in the end. You know, unfortunately, the means don't justify it, but this is what I see coming down the pipe. What we've got right now is a unique time. There is a fracture among the evangelicals as far as the anti-choice community versus just the evangelicals, because oddly enough, there is a subtle difference.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them exactly are scratching their heads going, why in the hell did we ever get involved in this? And the other half are now completely devastated that, you know, so many facts came out that basically backed this up, 20-something judgments. Now the autopsy's out that even they believe it, so they feel empty and destroyed and all that. I mean, their blogs are just absolutely hilarious tonight.
Huh.
The other thing that I've noticed lately is that you're starting to see a bunch of the Republicans split publicly with each other. McCain versus Bill Frist, neocon versus regular Republican. What this is going to ultimately lead to, I think in the next 25 years or so, we're going to see the end of the two-party system. Basically, because the real Republicans probably really want their party back, and the Democrats are basically split on which direction to go. Exactly half of us want to go further left, and the other half want to go more centrist, and, you know, that's kind of what got us into trouble in the first place.
Right.
But there's so much proof that this woman really died in the early 90s that, you know, even the neocon wackos believe it now. You know, these people, the vultures that you talked about earlier who chewed on this woman's corpse have finally been exposed, and unfortunately the news media is not really running with it. I don't know why we're not seeing tape loops of Bill Frist and his famous, I watched the tapes and, you know, she looked responsive and it turns out she's completely blind. And,
yeah, if there were...
Tom DeLay, why is Tom DeLay getting away with this, Mike?
Look, if we had responsible media in this country, that's what we would be seeing on television, those of us who still watch television, the exposing of what they did, these right-wingers. Now, somebody sent me an email and said that Hannity on his program today or tonight, with that poor, miserable little cockroach that follows him around, Alan Combs, that they had Terry Schiavo's sister and brother on, and Hannity is still insisting that the autopsy report is wrong, that they're lying, that it was murder or whatever. And this is so typically brain dead right wing, brain dead Republican. No matter what smacks them in the face, they're just not good. They don't relent. Facts mean nothing to these suckers.
You know what? There is one thing that I have not heard anybody bring up at all on this entire subject, and I just wanted to kind of throw it at you.
Sure.
Unfortunately, this poor woman, before her body was dehydrated, because the actual human being's gone a long time ago.
Right.
But before her body was dehydrated, there were a whole lot of organs in that body that could have helped a lot of people that, you know, could potentially have a future go on living.
That's true.
Meanwhile, these self-righteous bastards get up there and they want to try to protect this so-called person's rights. I mean, yes, she was a long time ago, but when you're brain dead, I'm sorry, you can throw the Bible out the window. You're gone.
That's right.
That's really all we had tonight, Mike. Tonight's a great show. And by the way, the guy Chris earlier,
uh-huh.
The guy said it like Barack Obama. I think Barack Obama called into your show.
No, Chris. No, that was Chris in Connecticut. He's just an excellent caller. By the way, it's his birthday.
Oh, outstanding. Well, here, happy birthday, Chris. I'd like to invite your listeners once again to swing over to blackwednesday.org. I'll be glad to throw up a happy birthday to Chris.
Appreciate
Thanks
you
a lot, man.
In.
Inspiration to us all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. What did you say, blackwednesday.org? Yeah, check it out. Marge is calling from northwestern Indiana. Hey, Marge.
Hi there, Mr. Malloy.
Hi.
I'm PO'd, but on a totally different topic tonight.
All right, let her rip.
These so-called representatives are defunding long-range Amtrak service.
Yes, they are. That's a sweet memory, Marge.
You know, for nearly 40 years, I made my living selling travel arrangements to people.
Did you really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well. And one of the neat little things that used to be was that before it became Amtrak, the railroads owned a lot of the property, especially Union Pacific, owned a lot of the national park property. and they scheduled their railroad, their travel in such a way that you could, you know, go there. You travel through scenic areas in daylight hours so you can see things. You could stop off and go see the national park and for a day or two, whatever you wanted, then come back and get on the train and keep on going and make a circle trip, especially out west. And God help us, there were things called stopover privileges that no additional cost, I'm telling my age.
you could spend a night in Boulder, Colorado, and then get on the next train the next day, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And now, you know, the railroad corporations, this is the United Corporations of Wall Street, this is not America, decided that they, you know, passengers complained, and if they wanted to do away with that and not have to maintain their track or their roadbeds, they just went back to freight. And the hell with the passengers. So we got Amtrak. Every other civilized country in the world has got rail travel.
And
these go clear across one end of Europe all the way up to the other.
Well, look at the Trans-Siberian Railway. Why did this get become a burr under your saddle today?
Because they announced the defunding today.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
And I thought, these people don't give a diddly damn about us people.
Hey, hold on a second, Marge. Hold on a second, Marge. Let me do a break. We'll come back and wrap it up. Stick around, okay? This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. A liberal dose of the truth. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. It's not enough that a certain giant oil company pretends that global warming doesn't exist. Now it's behind an active campaign to confuse the subject. In May, Mother Jones magazine reported that ExxonMobil has given millions to fake scientists and junk journalists. Then last week, the New York Times reported that a senior White House official has repeatedly watered down government reports on global warming. Philip A. Cooney, the former oil lobbyist with no scientific training, has been altering reports to soften the conclusions. Also last week, the UK Guardian reported that the Bush administration consulted with ExxonMobil before deciding not to sign the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty. Let me repeat. The President of the United States was taking marching orders from the world's most powerful oil company. Get the real story on MotherJones.com and now on Mother Jones Radio. Hear Mother Jones Radio Sundays on Air America Radio. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I was doing stand-up last weekend, and one of these people called me anti-American. And I don't understand, why don't they blame Bush? Isn't part of morality taking responsibility for your actions? What happened to respect for dissent? I mean, that's what democracy was built on, not narrow-minded belligerence and bigoting. It, you know, drives me nuts.
Morning's Edition, from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, You know, touch means so much. The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
The time of insanity, she is the voice of reason.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1. You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew, Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac and David Fizikas, all in New York City. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York State, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks, guys. And, of course, Kathy Bay, our executive producer here. Marge, I got an email from Dan in Seattle. It says, another point is that killing Amtrak trains will also kill about 20,000 union jobs. Why is this happening? Dick Davidson, CEO of Union Pacific, is a Bush pioneer and outspoken Amtrak critic. So there you go, sweetheart. Marge is still with us, isn't she? Hey, Marge?
1,000 people, are you there?
Yeah, start over again. What'd you say?
I says all you have to do is say union, and you see how things are suddenly just evaporate. I mean, anything that's remotely connected to the government, and they can defund it, they do. They're defunding PBS. They're defunding Amtrak.
Mm-hmm.
Just last week when we were all excited still about the thriller in Santa Maria and the Belmont Stakes or whatever the hell, it was announced that Citigroup lost a class action lawsuit to the tune of $2 billion for their involvement in Enron. And
right.
Then again today, J.P. Morgan Chase lost another $2 billion, but they're not acknowledging any wrongdoing on their part.
Mm.
Tell me why any of those freaks would pay $2 billion if they didn't screw up somehow. Anything that relates to we the people,
mm-hmm.
they...
Is this, Marge, is this not fascism then? Is this not what Mussolini...
Yeah.
Mussolini talked about, corporatism, which is fascism?
Yeah.
Are we not there? Did you ever think you'd see it in your lifetime?
No, I never did. You know, I was one of these goofy people that when I was little and I was saying, you know... Made in the USA and God bless America and all the rest. Well,
sure.
BS.
Yeah.
And it just irritates the living hell out of me when I hear these people with their sanctimonious, self-righteous declarations of, you know, well, we can't afford that. Well, damn it, how can we afford $80 billion every 6 months to go spend in Iraq?
Mm. Marge, you sound like you're getting a little peeved.
Really? You think? Oh, I don't know. if I had good knees and I had some hobnail boots, I know there's. I'd like to go around and kick a few butts.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Oh, baby. Hey, because I live out here in the hinterlands, would you mind filling me in just a tad on what this Conyers thing is tomorrow?
It's a hearing. Well, he's not allowed to call it a hearing because they're calling it a forum. Conyers was denied a hearing room in the House office building or whatever the hell it's called. So he's holding it apparently in a basement room. But the hearing is about the so-called Downing Street memos, the minutes of these meetings where the Bush crime family laid out their plans for war 10 months before the war began, at the very time that these criminals were telling America and the world, no, we're going to go to the UN. No, we haven't made up our mind. No. So the point here is to try to bring out testimony that if there's any justice in this country, it will result in the collapse of this government. We could use a little anarchy in the United States right now. We could use a little chaos.
Boy, could we ever. You know, what's in a name? A hearing, a forum, you know, a rose by any other name would still smell. And damn it to hell, you know, these people are sending up such a stench out of what used to be our government. My vocabulary.
You.
My ladylike vocabulary fails me.
It's going straight down the toilet. Marge, thanks a lot. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice night, okay?
You take care.
All right, you too. Ernie is calling from New Jersey. Ernie's been holding on forever. Ernie, I'm sorry. Welcome to the program.
Mike, I really appreciate your calls, especially the first guy, because your value to us, America, and you in particular, which is why I get so little sleep, but I'm really grateful for it. But I got three things I want to say real quick.
Real quick.
Number one, I want to make a nomination for Conyers, okay?
All right.
A beacon of democracy, freedom, and liberty.
There you go.
Number two, Sensenbrenner. I want to nominate him, as the Daily Show has an award called the Douchebag of Liberty. So he gets the Douchebag of Liberty, and I'm pretty sure I'll find about 6 million seconds for that nomination.
Okay.
And third, something that has to be combined with the Downing Street memo for its full effect. This has come out, I think, in the last 48 hours.
Yeah.
A website called tbrnews.org has a tremendous story about something we've known all along, that they've been suppressing the actual death toll because they don't count you dead if you don't die on the ground in Iraq.
Ernie, you know, we talked about that last night. Yeah, the death toll is around 6,000 if
more
you can...
More than that, more like 7,700.
If you count the people who died en route to the hospitals in Germany and the people
right.
who died once they got there. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
I went to their website, I saw that.
Okay, so you're up on that. So that's got to be combined with the Downing Street memo for people to understand the extent to which this guy has lied to get us in and lied about what it's really costing us.
Can you believe this is going on? Can
yes.
you believe this is happening?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. They've convinced me of their evil, of their pure, callous disregard for the human life anywhere on the world, especially the American citizens.
Yeah,
that's the American citizen.
That's so true. Ernie, I got to leave it there. We're out of time.
Okay, Mike. Have
Thanks.
A good one.
Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. I know I'm leaving a bunch of people online tonight who've called in, been holding on forever. I apologize. I really do. We'll try again tomorrow, okay? Oh, God. Tomorrow night's program is going to be rugged, isn't it? Because it'll be the Conyers hearing. Oh, boy. All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for participating tonight. I do appreciate it. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
Hi, this is Larry King. Did you know that drinking a glass of delicious Welch's grape juice every day can actually help keep your heart healthy? It was news to me. But studies have shown that because Welch's 100% grape juice is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. But who's counting? I'm too busy enjoying the taste. Welch's grape juice. Isn't it nice to know that something as good as Welch's is good for your heart, too?
From TNT, executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, a six-week television event. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
White men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
This summer's most anticipated television event, Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting this Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
CBS is looking for a news anchor. They're asking opinions from executives from MTV and executives who put together Oprah and Dr. Phil. The meetings were supposedly secret, although somebody did tell me that the most popular idea had to be scrapped because it was nearly impossible to do. That was Report the News. And the other was teach Paris Hilton to read.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1.
My name is Darcy Haber for Wisconsin Citizen Action, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Stuart, how are those hedges coming, little man?
Dad!
Sorry, you're not little. You're 5. And you're holding a 10-horsepower gas hedge trimmer. I should watch myself, huh? So, fire up and show those hedges who they're messing with.